Every time Michigan has showed up in the big house, every time the fans have showed up to raise their support for this Michigan football team, it has come through. And again, in the senior day, in the last chance for Michigan in the big house, it's another victory. 31-20 for Michigan. We'll have all of the breakdowns, all of the highlights in just moments. This is John Jansen on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
He told me that it was going to be a game time decision, and I had to go out there today.
That is one of the definitions of a Michigan man.
Big Ten games late November are big wins, so really proud of the way our guys fought today.
We got a great win at end. It's an amazing feeling to go out as a senior.
I feel blessed, and I'm excited to share this moment with my family.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
But before we get to Ohio State and what this week upcoming means, we're going to break this game down and talk about some highlights, and we're going to talk about a kicker, Jacob Moody. Brian, let's talk a little bit more about this football game.
Yeah, John, we'll get into Jacob Moody's day here in a little bit. We'll talk Ohio State as well, but let's go back to halftime. You told me and all our listeners at the break, don't panic. Well, this Michigan football team didn't panic, that's for sure.
Well, and this football team has given us all the reason in the world all season long to not be worried. They've put themselves in positions where, you'd much rather be up by two or three scores going into halftime. That just wasn't the case. But, if you think back to the lessons that they've learned in Evanston, being down 17-0 at halftime and fighting and clawing their way back, and what they did against Wisconsin, against Michigan State, when we turned the ball over on the 9-yard line and they score and everybody thinks, oh, this is it's not going to happen for Michigan. This team, this defense has always responded, and that's what you need from a championship football team. They put themselves in position to go down to Columbus and have an opportunity to win a Big Ten championship.
Yeah, they certainly did, and it was because of a strong second half that started very positively for this team. Three and out defensively, then an 11-play, 67-yard drive, Michigan's most complete drive of the game, which ended with...
Patterson up under center. They give it to Higdon. Higdon pounds over left tackle. He's in! Touchdown, Michigan! Caron Higdon on a power play off left tackle, and the Wolverines retake the lead.
Part of a 101-yard day on the ground for the senior Caron Higdon, and that touchdown gave the Wolverines the lead for good. John, what changed for the Wolverines in the second half?
Well, I think it was just a matter of confidence. It was just a matter of the defense came out, and I love it when our defense starts, whether it's the first half or the second half, on the field, because you get a three and out, and there's this there's this energy that just goes throughout the football team. And then Michigan gets the ball after that three and out, and they march right down the field, just like they did in the first drive of the game. They march right down the field, but in the first drive of the game, they come away with 3 points. Now all of a sudden, you get into second half, and the guys get some more confidence. They get a little bit more comfortable out there, and they punch it in for a touchdown. And that is the difference in the second half. When you come away with 6 points, when you get in the red zone, that's a huge confidence builder, because you know that when you get back there again, you're just going to continue to do the same thing.
Now, Michigan didn't come away with 6 points all that frequently in the red zone today, but they were able to get three enough thanks to Jacob Moody.
Moody from the 19, a 29-yard attempt. The kick is up. It's a line drive, and it is good.
That's big.
And Jacob Moody, 6 for 6 on the day, and that's a good hold by Will Hart, because that snap was a little bit out in front, and Moody just tucks it inside the left upright and makes it a 31-20 game.
Not only did that field goal make it 31-20 Michigan with less than 3 minutes to go and effectively end the game, but it also gave Moody the school record, 6 field goals in a single game. Moody's opportunity, a bit unexpected. Here's what he told Doug Karsh after the game about his insertion into the lineup.
When did you find out you're going to be kicking today?
So I found out in the locker room today. Quinn wasn't feeling too well, so he told me that it was going to be a game-time decision, and I had to go out there today.
More with Jacob coming up in a little bit, but John, how about his ability to stay focused and to be ready for an opportunity like this?
that is one of the definitions of a Michigan man. You never know when your opportunity is going to come. And if you're not ready, that opportunity passes you by and you may never get it again. Jacob Moody today, it was so impressive. And I loved what Coach had to say about him is that he's just a cool dude. He's just a guy that hey, okay, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to kick some field goals. At the end of the day, he's no different than he was at the beginning of the day, but he set a record in 139 years of Michigan football. There's never been a kid who's kicked 6 field goals. And if he doesn't make those field goals today, just like my special team's key of the game for I don't know how many weeks now has been, we've got to find confidence in our field goal team. That we get in the red zone, we can get 3 points. Today we found Jacob Moody, and 6 times he was called upon to perform for the Michigan football team, and 6 times he came through. If that doesn't happen, this game right now, we may be talking about something completely different. So he took the opportunity that was given to him, that he earned through a lot of hard work, and he capitalized on it. And I am so proud of Jacob Moody and what he did today.
No doubt about that. He's got a really cool comment about what it was like to go out there for his first field goal opportunity. Again, stay tuned. Really cool stuff from Jacob Moody. So Michigan wins senior day over Indiana 31-20. Let's get into some of those interviews. And as always, we begin with the head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Congratulations on the big win. I think everybody right now is thinking about Berkeley Edwards. Yep. Is there anything that you can update our fans with his condition?
Yeah, he definitely got a concussion. And he was doing well when he left here, moving extremities and things like that. And was alert and took him to the hospital for precautions.
Thank you. That's good news. What was your message to the team after the game?
It's a great win. I mean, there's wins late when you're in a playoff type of mentality, playoff run. When you're in a Big Ten games late November are big wins. So really proud of the way our guys fought today.
Highest offensive output in terms of yardage today. What did you see from your offense?
A lot of good. I think Shea played well. The line was good. The backs ran hard, and we got moved the ball really well.
How important was it to come out of halftime to get the 3-and-out and then put a scoring drive together?
That was big. That was big to get ahead and then eventually stay ahead.
When you talk about Caron Higdon, it seems like, his yards after contact and his will to continue to fight for yards is impressive. Just talk about him and what he's meant to this football team.
Yeah, it was great day on senior day for Caron Higdon. He was in that original class that we recruited when we first came here. So there's a lot of sentiment there. But you're right. There's plays that look like it's only going to get a yard and or get back to the line of scrimmage and today. And 4 or 5 of them we came out with a 4-yard gain. So, that's huge.
And on the defensive side of things, whenever you needed a big play, it seemed like Devin Bush was there.
Yeah, Devin definitely made up for a lot of things today. They did a good job. Give credit to Mike DeBorg, had a nice plan, and they executed it well. But it was guys making plays again, for our ball club. That big turnover, big tackles, got some sacks when we needed them, and coverage was good. So
You mentioned this game that Shea Patterson had, but he hit 11 different receivers today. Talk just, what has he meant to this offense and the ability to continue to spread the ball around?
Well, that's really good. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, really only, maybe one bad throw today. And still, Gentry had a chance to catch it, the one in the end zone. But, I thought he did really well. Playing the position at a really high level. Just love him. And, got to talk about Jake Moody. I mean, you set a record in the 139 year history of Michigan football. You set a record with 6 field goals. That was big.
When he got the word at the before the game that he was going to be kicking, what was his response?
Good. It warmed up. Really came in warm ups that was we're going to get him ready and. He's a pretty cool guy, cool customer. There was no real change of, body language or facial expression. He just kicked and warmed up and made them. And even after he was making them, there wasn't a whole lot of reaction. So, but every single one of them was huge.
great trait for a kicker, being cool under pressure. But
sure.
Now that this is in the books, this is a position this team has fought for all season long. Leaving South Bend, you guys are atop the Big Ten East, and you've got the Ohio State week. What does this week mean to you guys?
Well, it's a big game. It always has been, John, as you know. I don't tell you anything you don't know. And it is, and it always will be. So, we're going right to work on this ball game. Be no real celebrations. There'll be no hitting the snooze button. We'll be up and at it.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Head Coach Jim Harbaugh after Saturday's 11-point win over Indiana. Now let's get into the players. We've teased it enough. Here's the full conversation with Doug Karsh and Jacob Moody right after the game.
All right, Jake, let's just start with, when did you find out you're going to be kicking today?
So I found out in the locker room today. Quinn wasn't feeling too well, so he told me that it was going to be a game-time decision, and I had to go out there today.
And how did you feel the first time you lined up in front of 110,000 fans?
It felt amazing. It felt surreal. I thought I was dreaming, honestly. I came off the field, didn't really realize what happened until I looked up at the video board and saw the score.
First few kicks were right down the middle, too. You obviously were pretty comfortable to be able to go out and execute.
Yeah, I was pretty comfortable. The other guys make it really easy for me. The snap, the hold. Cameron Cheeseman's been snapping good all year. Will Hart's been a great holder. I got all the confidence in the world in them, too.
How about the last kick, which really sealed the deal, especially Will Hart on a snap that wasn't perfect?
That was a great catch by Will, and he gave me an opportunity to put it through, got the ball on the ground, and I was able to put it through.
You obviously have no idea what's going to happen next, but the next time you kick might be in Columbus in a hostile atmosphere. So after this one game, you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it, but I'll do whatever the coaches need me to do.
Your confidence got to be pretty high right now.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Congratulations to Jacob for the victory and for that record-setting performance. Now let's go to a couple of seniors who played their final game at Michigan Stadium. First up, it's Caron Higdon.
Yes, out on the field with Caron Higdon, Michigan senior. Oh, you're out here with your family. You guys, one last chance to take some pictures. What's this all about?
It's all about the love of, you know, Michigan. You know, the great fan base, the environment that we have, this amazing facility, this amazing stadium, and just really embracing it. You know, we got a great win today, and it's an amazing feeling to go out as a senior.
Last couple of years, you guys were getting tight ball games, and you couldn't run out the clock. You had some big drives today, mostly on the ground. Talk about the job the offensive line does, the play calling, everything to allow you guys to move the chains and drain the clock.
Yeah, everybody moved in sync, from the coaches to the offensive line to the backs to the quarterbacks to the receivers. You know, whatever was called, we did our best to execute, and, you know, we made the best of our situations.
If I recall correctly, you were a signing day flip and decided to come to Michigan. Take us back to then, what you knew then and what you know now.
Yeah, I knew that, you know, whenever I made that decision, it was going to be a leap of faith. And it still is, you know, and it's become the best thing of my life, the best part of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
At halftime, what was the message from the coaching staff to you guys? Defensively, they locked it up, but what did they say to you guys at halftime on the offensive side?
Just to keep it going, you know, just to stay to the strip and really just execute. Do our job, and we'll walk out of here with a win.
And what about the job the defense did in the second half, holding them to 3 points?
They did a tremendous job. They were on top of their game, and we got to continue to play like that the rest of the season.
Did you even know that Jake Moody kicked field goals before today?
I did. He's practiced numerous times in practice, and he's just a guy who was waiting for his turn, and when his name was called, he executed.
Obviously, the Berkeley Edwards thing was a scare, but he has feelings in his extremities. How tough is it to play after you see something like that?
You know, that's my brother, you know, so seeing something like that is definitely not something I want to see. But it just makes you play that much harder and, you know, really just cherish him and cherish the moments that we have.
All right, what's the feeling right now as you get set? It's a week away, Michigan and Ohio State for the Big Ten East Championship.
Right now I'm enjoying this senior day, but for sure, come tomorrow, it's time to prepare for that team.
Caron, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Another senior, Tyree Kittle, caught up with Doug after the game.
Well, Tyree Kittle, the seniors came back out one last time to take some pictures with your family. What's this like?
It's great. I mean, just growing up, being wanting to come to Michigan since I was a little kid, and finally being able to achieve that dream and actually, you know, living this moment as my last time in the stadium as a Wolverine, it's a great feeling. I feel blessed, and I'm excited to share this moment with my family.
obviously maybe a tougher game than many people expected, but their offense obviously challenged you guys in the first half, 17 points, but you held them to 3 in the second half. What was the difference?
I mean, their offense is great. You know, they give us a challenge every single year. They got weapons as receivers. Their quarterback is extremely good. The running game was pretty good in the first half, and we just made adjustments in the second half. And we knew what we had to do. We didn't panic, and we stayed to the game plan, and, you know, we got it done. We wasn't going to come on senior day and lose it.
One of the key moments in the game was they had a fake punt, and I was behind your defensive bench when all of a sudden the special teams coach came over and started calling starters back onto the field. They sniffed something out. Do you have any idea what it was? Because it looked like you guys knew it was coming.
Yeah, I think like the whole sideline called it out, and they all knew it was coming. They think they called a timeout, and they was in huddle for a long time. And you know, the starters were ready to go back out there just in case if they was going to go for it. But we had a good feeling that they was going to fake the punt.
How close is Indiana's offense to what Ohio State wants to do? Because obviously they hurry up, they do a lot of the same concepts, and they do it with better athletes.
I mean, they're very similar. You know, they try to spread you out and, you know, run up the middle and get to the edge and throw the long ball. And like you said, they're very tempo-like. So it was good to play this offensive fit for next week.
Tough to play the game, remainder of the game after Chase Winovich gets hurt, one of your leaders.
Yeah, man, it was tough. I felt like it was a dirty play. I feel like they had a lot of dirty plays out there tonight. But, I mean, we just got to fight through adversity and, you know, and stick together and trust each other.
Final thing for you. Did you hear the fans with the Beat Ohio chant near the end of the game?
Yeah, I did. It's that week. So we're going to put everything in preparation into this week. And, you know, this one's personal for me, and I can't wait.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We finish up our player interviews with junior defensive star Rashawn Gary.
Tough game, tough offense to play against, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the tempo, you know, they like keeping us moving. And, you know, we had to communicate. And that's what it came down to, us communicating, getting across to ourselves and playing football.
Obviously, they run a very similar offense to Ohio State. It gives you a sense for what the challenge will be like next week, probably with better athletes, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, tomorrow we got treatment day, film day. Getting studying, you know, it's one of those weeks. Everybody know what this week is, and we're attacking it.
How about this kid, Jake Moody, that just walked past you? The kicker had 6 field goals and hadn't had a field goal before, but obviously a big part of the win today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, congratulations to him. He just broke a record. So, you know, when you come to Michigan, that's what you come here for, you know, to be in the records book. So congratulations to him, and the best is yet to come.
The fake punt, you weren't on the field for it, but you were in the defensive team meeting. Don Brown was talking to you guys, and all of a sudden, the special teams unit called and pulled like 5 starters back onto the field for that. Obviously, you guys knew it was coming. Was there something that you knew about where high alert that they might fake that?
Oh, yeah, you know, just the type of game it is. You know, it's a tight game. They're playing us tight. We're playing them tight. And, you know, they just try to get any type of advantage that you can. So, you know, it was a great play putting, you know, some of our starters back on the field and, you know, stopping that play.
The second half, you held them to 3 points. What was the difference after halftime?
You know, just us getting settled in, you know, just getting that communication down. That was the key. And once we got communication down, we just played football.
The word on Berkeley Edwards is there was feeling as an extremities. How tough is it to come back after seeing a play like that and play the game?
Yeah, you know, a play like that, you know, you have to play smart after that because, you know, as a football player, emotions get attached and, you know, especially it being a teammate. So, you know, just calm down. We got to get them in between the lines, and that's what we tried to do.
Obviously, Don Brown can dial up anything. How about Kalik Hudson playing 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, deep safety? That guy can play anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. You know, Coach Brown's the king of defense. You know, I love playing for him. I love that he's my coach, and Kalik Hudson, that's just a different animal. You know, I'm just happy to have him on my side, my defense.
Final thing for you, did you hear the Beat Ohio chants coming from the fans when the game was finally over?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, everybody knows what this week is, and we're attacking it like that.
Rashawn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So there's Rashawn Gary. That wraps up our player interview portion. John, you heard from Caron Higdon and Tyree Kinnell there. You chatted with a few Michigan seniors in our midweek episode. It's a pretty special class, and it's so great to see this group go out with a win in its final opportunity at Michigan Stadium.
It is, and you know, there's certain moments throughout your football time here at Michigan that you'll remember. And when we talked to the seniors, and everybody says the same thing. Hey, what was your favorite memory of your time here at Michigan? They talk about the first time they got to run out the tunnel and the game that they played in, the first game that they played in. And one of the other memories that they will have that they didn't have a chance to talk about until this moment is their last time in the big house. These seniors will be able to say, hey, my senior year, we won every time we stepped in the big house. And that is going to be an unbelievable source of pride that they took care of the big house and they took care of their last game and their last time out the tunnel.
But John, you know this journey doesn't end here. Next week, 10-1 Michigan, 10-1 Ohio State in Columbus. I'm not going to ask any questions. The floor is yours.
I tell you what, when you look at this Ohio State team, they got spanked in West Lafayette, 49-20. Then they struggled against Scott Frost in Nebraska. They only won by 5 points. Then they play a team down the road from us in East Lansing, and it was a dogfight, and both teams looked terrible. Again today, they had to take Maryland into overtime. And should have lost. That 2-point conversion, if it's converted, Maryland wins that game. And when you look over the last four games, this Ohio State team, they've got a lot of talent. And they're going to play hard against Michigan down in Columbus. But they are not the team that we thought or anybody thought that they would be coming into this football season. And when you look at the matchup that's going to happen down in Columbus, this Michigan football team is going to be, again, ranked fourth in the playoffs. They are atop the Big Ten East. They have everything in front of them. And more times than not, this game, whether it's on the Buckeye side or Michigan side or both playing for the same thing, which they are this year, it is the Big Ten title that is going to be won or lost in Columbus. And I am so proud of these guys for putting themselves in position for a Big Ten East title and a trip to Indianapolis. I cannot wait to get to Columbus. I cannot wait to talk to these guys this week and feel the excitement of everything that is surrounding Michigan football right now and the domination that I expect this Michigan football team to have when we hit the football field in Columbus.
John is going to be like a caged animal throughout this week. Can't wait for Saturday. Can't wait for our midweek edition on Wednesday. We'll let John go even more in-depth on Michigan and Ohio State. Wolverines over Indiana 31-20. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen. In the Trenches with John Jansen is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.